Welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin. Today, we have Dr. Jimmy Smith of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing radial versus femoral heart caths. Hi, Dr. Smith. Welcome again.
Thank you, Susan.
So what is a heart cath and when is it used?
Well, a heart catheterization is a diagnostic procedure that's used to find out what's going on in someone's heart. And it can be used for a lot of different purposes. The most common reason to do a heart catheterization is to see if someone has coronary heart disease. In other words, blockages in the arteries of the heart. And so it's a diagnostic tool for us. It can change into a therapeutic tool. In other words, we can fix stuff at the same time we do a heart cath. But it's primarily there to help us find out what's going on.
If a patient should need one of these procedures, what could they expect?
Number one, a heart catheterization is done under local anesthesia with light sedation. People aren't put to sleep for this. And it's done primarily by inserting a catheter. And a catheter is just a fancy word for a tube. So we're just putting a tube up into the heart. And you've heard of the expression, all roads lead to Rome, right?
Yeah.
All right. All arteries lead to the heart. So in theory, you can stick a tube in any artery and trace it back up to the heart. It just so happens that the approach that we use the most is at the femoral artery, which is in the groin, right at the crease where your abdomen joins the leg, the thigh, or we do it from the radial artery, which is right next to the thumb, where people feel their pulse when they're counting their pulse.
Okay. When would a radial approach benefit over a femoral approach?
A radial approach is more comfortable and generally safer. Whenever a heart catheterization is done, the greatest risk of the procedure is sticking a hole in the artery and then not being able to get it to stop bleeding afterwards. And so there's a lot more tissue in the thigh. Later, if someone starts bleeding, it's harder to get pressure on the thigh artery than the radial artery. So the radial artery is just really very close to the skin. And one of the wrist bones is right behind it. So if you start bleeding, you just push the artery up against the bone and it stops bleeding. And so that's part of the safety of it. The other part of the safety is that God has provided two arteries to each hand, one on the thumb side and one on the pinky side. And in the majority of people, the vast majority of people, the two arteries meet. And so before we do a heart cath from the wrist or the radial approach, we do a little bit of bedside testing to make sure that connection is present. And if that connection is present and working, then if you close off one artery, then the whole hand still gets blood supply. So that makes it very safe for us to do. And it tends to make things more comfortable because most patients can get up more quickly afterwards. And so that's part of the comfort as well.
And is there a situation in which you couldn't do a radial? You have to do the femoral?
Yes. Some of our procedures that are heart cath-based procedures would require catheters too large to go from the radial artery. And then some people have small radial arteries. And then God just made everybody different. So sometimes, particularly as one gets a little bit older, sometimes the arteries become a little more rigid, particularly around the shoulder. And sometimes you can't get around the bend very well. So there are certainly some that the femoral approach is still clearly better. So they're complementary. One is not better than the other. They are just different, and they can be individualized for the individual patient.
That's great. And then it sounds to me like you're saying that a radial approach, probably the recovery time would be a little bit better than a femoral approach.
Most of the time, yes, ma'am. Most of the time, one can get up pretty quickly after a radial puncture, usually within an hour, and they can walk around. Whereas the femoral approach, people may be at bed rest for a longer period of time. One of the nice things about a radial approach is that the nice thing about sticking any artery is that the way arteries are made is that you can hold pressure on them long enough. After a little while, they're going to quit bleeding. And they're much less likely to bleed from the radial approach, like we kind of touched on a little bit. But fortunately, about the time radial heart caths got developed, they've developed some tools that can plug off the artery from the femoral approach so that they can also get up sooner than we could before. And we have several devices that help that so that you don't have to just depend on hand pressure. We have a device that puts a little stitch in the artery, and we have a little device that puts a little collagen plug, a little protein plug in the artery that can allow people to get up more quickly than they could have, say, 15 or 20 years ago. So both approaches in many patients don't necessarily mean that you have to be down all day long. Even with the femoral approach, many of them we can get up sooner too.
You know, speaking of advancements, I know that the Advanced Heart and Vascular Center is a very advanced facility. And tell us, what makes it unique?
Well, it's unique in that it's outpatient only. It's designed for relatively low-risk heart cath procedures so that people can come in that morning and go home that afternoon and sleep in their own bed. That's what makes it unique. It's the only facility around that's purely outpatient.
And you guys were the first in the area to have something like this, were you not?
Yes, ma'am. We were the first in the area.
Well, two great options for heart casts, both available here in the Arklatex at Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists and the Advanced Heart and Vascular Center. Thank you so much, Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Susan.
To learn more about Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists, visit acsdoctors.com.